Following broadcast is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
The stronger your faith, the higher you fly.
Just radiating.
Awesome time. I'm just so excited.
Faith people call things that be not as though they were.
There's a charge in my inner man.
Right on time. Words of encouragement.
The Lord sends me to tell you there's a breakthrough moment that you're about to break every limit.
Absolutely. Positively. Awesome.
Why can't God bless you in the city and bless you in the field? He can bless you going in and bless you going out.
It was phenomenal, the revelation of knowledge.
Life changing.
Base your decisions on the anointing and on the protecting of the anointing and being where you're supposed to be, because your master created you to be in that place.
God knew who to send to speak to my life.
Uplifting it is spirit building.
The whole earth is waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God.
Powerful. Splendid.
This conference has been exceptionally wonderful. Tonight, I would say the one word is it, truth.
We're going to manifest who God said that we are. We're going to manifest what He said we have.
Build your good faith. Build your faith. Build your faith.
For six explosive nights of unlimited power of faith, it's our annual International Faith Conference, September 11th through the 16th at Living Word Christian Center. You don't want to miss this amazing conference with Dr. Bill Winston and other powerful dynamic leaders. This event is your opportunity to experience the impartation of faith and its power that will change your life.
Hello, this is Pastor Bill Winston. I'd like to invite you to something you don't want to miss. Now it's our 2011 International Faith Conference. Now, the theme this year is the unlimited power of faith. Now, it's taking place September 11th through the 16th here at Living Word Christian Center. Now, we have a stellar lineup of speakers. They include Bishop David Oyedepo, Dr. Creflo Dollar, Brother Kenneth Copeland, Dr. Jesse Duplantis, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, and yours truly, Bill Winston. Now, we're expecting this conference to take you where your faith has never been before. You don't want to miss it. Again, the dates are September the 11th through the 16th. I'll see you there. This is Bill Winston saying, keep walking by faith.
Bill Winston Ministries presents the 2011 International Faith Conference, inside a power-packed week of transforming word and faith that launches Sunday, September 11th, with Bishop Tudor Bismarck from Zimbabwe, Africa.
When you're going from faith to faith, no limit and no barrier can hold you back. It doesn't even become a gender thing, a race thing, an age thing, a culture thing. When you kick in faith, you will not be ensnared. When you know it is your time. Whether you are from Nazareth or Jerusalem, from Bethlehem, whether you're from Cholocho, whether you are from Harare, whether you're from Ziklag, when it is your time, faith will pull you out of Lodabar.
Monday night takes off with Kenneth Copeland.
Does God give you things to meet your needs?
Yes.
No, He doesn't. 1 Timothy 6. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. Now, in the meantime, then we meet your needs. He didn't give you the new car to meet your needs. He gave it to you because he knew you'd enjoy it.
Oh, right now, right now.
Tuesday Night Accelerates with Dr. Jesse Duplantis.
And money's not used for need. Your money shouldn't be used for your need. God supplies that. Let me help you. Riches are given for use, not storage. Riches are given for use, not storage. When you store them, you start them trusting them. That doesn't mean you can't save money. Don't get extreme what I'm saying. It's okay to save money, but when you start storing money, you get out of the will of God. What about that man in the Bible said, I'm going to build me some new bones because I got so much, I'm going to fill up my bones. And God said, your soul will be required by tomorrow morning. Riches are given for use, not storage. That doesn't mean you can't save money. Don't misunderstand. You can save money. I believe in saving money. But it's when you store it, because when you start storing it, you start trusting it. You know why you lost the job? God didn't want you to have that job. You took that job because your wife made you take that job. She said, that's security in that job. Wrong. Now that you lost your job, thank God. Now God can give you the job you were supposed to have from the very beginning with the right kind of pay to receive from it. But you took that job because there was security in that job. You immediately missed God right there. Your security is not money, but it's in God.
Wednesday Night Transcends with Bishop David Oyedepo from Nigeria.
Doing something is the key to getting anything. All you know, all that I know notwithstanding, until you do something about what you know, it does not amount to anything. Now, if you check Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law, Joshua 1, 8, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but shall meditate therein day and night, to observe and to do. He said, then you make your way prosperous, and then you have good success. Now, you do before you can have. You do it before you can have it. Until you do it, you can't have it. Now, see, that's why it's so important for us to know that what we know is only a gateway to getting to where we are going. Until we start applying what we know, we never get to where we are going. It's so important. He said, observe to do, then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you have good success.
Thursday Night Rises with Dr. Creflo Dollar.
If we will begin to grow in love, grow in His presence, grow in God, grow in His anointing, His presence attracts wealth. You see. Now listen to this. Listen to this. He says, show me. Oh, God. Show me the path of life. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. And at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore.
And Friday Night Explodes with our very own host of the 2011 International Faith Conference, Dr. Bill Winston.
This is our time. And listen here. We're going to rise up in boldness, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. We've got something to say about what goes on here. Come on now. See, I'm going to get there, but we've got something to say about what goes on in politics. We got something to say about what goes on in the media. We got something to say about what goes on in some of this mess that's happening in the earth. We got something to say about it.
I'm talking about restoration. I'm talking about dominion. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm talking about nobody is going to stop me. As long as you walk by faith and not by sight, you will reach your destiny.
So it is our time. It is our time. It is our time.
I was raised very, very poor. I'm telling you, we didn't have to lock the trailer. Thieves brought stuff to our house.
That God uses a hater to help supplement you in your development so that you can stand through the
chaos. But the devil is a liar, and so is his mother-in-law.
Night will reign with the sound of amazing voices from some of the best world-renowned Christian artists. High energy of praise and worship will saturate the atmosphere as we begin Sunday with Donald Lawrence and Company.
Tell your neighbor.
I'll tell them how it is.
What? Our family's blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind and
our spirit. Talking about that righteous mind.
Monday night continues with the rich, magnifying praise of Candy and Stephen LaFlora. Tuesday night, there's something about the praise of Vicky Yoey.
Prince of peace, do you need peace of mind? He's the Prince of peace. I have seen your troubles vanish. Your broken heart is mended. Your broken heart is mended in the presence. I feel the presence.
Wednesday night rocks the house in high praise with Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago.
Y'all got some favor on your life? Come on, everybody put your hands together like this. God will wipe all your tears.
Thursday night, it's the soulful praise of recording legend Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Friday night concludes with the fresh worship of Elise Baker.
The stronger your faith, the higher you fly.
Just radiating.
Awesome time. I'm just so excited.
Faith people
call things that be not as though they were.
There's a charge in my inner man.
Right on time. Words of encouragement.
The Lord sent me to tell you there's a breakthrough moment that you're about to break every limit.
Absolutely, positively awesome.
Why can't God bless you in the city and bless you in the field and bless you going in and bless you going out?
It was phenomenal, the revelation knowledge.
Life-changing.
Base your decisions on the anointing and the protecting of the anointing and being where you're supposed to be because your master created you to be in that B place.
God knew who to send to speak to my life.
Uplifting it is spirit-building.
The whole earth is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Powerful. Splendid.
This conference has been exceptionally wonderful. Tonight, I would say the one word is truth.
We're going to manifest who God says we are. We're going to manifest what He says we have.
Build your faith. Build your faith. Build your faith.
For six explosive nights of unlimited power of faith, it's our annual International Faith Conference, September 11th through the 16th at Living Word Christian Center. You don't want to miss this amazing conference with Dr. Bill Winston and other powerful dynamic leaders. This event is your opportunity to experience the impartation of faith and its power that will change your life.
Hello, this is Pastor Bill Winston. I'd like to invite you to something you don't want to miss. Now, it's our 2011 International Faith Conference. Now, the theme this year is the unlimited power of faith. Now, it's taking place September 11th through the 16th here at Living Word Christian Center. Now, we have a stellar lineup of speakers. They include Bishop David Oyedepo, Dr. Creflo Dollar, Brother Kenneth Copeland, Dr. Jesse Duplantis, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, and yours truly, Bill Winston. Now, we're expecting this conference to take you where your faith has never been before. You don't want to miss it. Again, the dates are September the 11th through the 16th. I'll see you there. This is Bill Winston saying, keep walking by faith.
Bill Winston Ministries presents the 2011 International Faith Conference inside a power-packed week of transforming word and faith that launches Sunday, September 11th with Bishop Tudor Bismarck from Zimbabwe, Africa.
When you're going from faith to faith, no limit and no barrier can hold you back. It doesn't even become a gender thing, a race thing, an age thing, a culture thing. When you kick in faith, you will not be ensnared when you know it is your time. Whether you are from Nazareth or Jerusalem, from Bethlehem, whether you're from Cholocho, whether you're from Harare, whether you're from Ziklag, when it is your time, faith will pull you out of Lodabar.
Monday Night Takes On with Kenneth Copeland.
Does God give you things to meet your needs?
Yes.
No, He doesn't. 1 Timothy 6, He gives us all things richly to enjoy. Now, in the meantime, they meet your needs. He didn't give you the new car to meet your needs. He gave it to you because He knew you'd enjoy it.
Tuesday Night Accelerates with Dr. Jesse Duplantis.
And money's not used for need. Your money shouldn't be used for your need. God supplies that. Let me help you. Riches are given for use, not storage. Riches are given for use, not storage. When you store them, you start trusting them. That That doesn't mean you can't save its money. Don't get extreme what I'm saying. It's okay to save money, but when you start storing money, you get out of the will of God. What about that man in the Bible said, I'm going to build me some new bones because I got so much, I'm going to fill up my bones. And God said, your soul will be required by tomorrow morning. Riches are given for you, it's not storage. That doesn't mean you can't save money. Don't misunderstand. You can save money. I believe in saving money. But it's when you store it, because when you start storing it, you start trusting it. You know why you lost a job? God didn't want you to have that job. You took that job because your wife made you take that job. She said, that's security. That's in that job. Wrong. Now that you lost your job, thank God. Now God can give you the job you were supposed to have from the very beginning with the right kind of pay to receive from it. But you took that job because there was security in that job. You immediately missed God right there. Your security is not money, but it's in God.
Wednesday Night Transcends with Bishop David Oyedepo from Nigeria.
Doing something is the key to getting anything. All you know, all that I know notwithstanding, until you do something about what you know, it does not amount to anything. Now, if you check Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, this book of the law, Joshua 1:8, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but shall meditate day and night, to observe and to do. He said, then you make your way prosperous, and then you have good success. Now you do before you can have. You do it before you can have it. Until you do it, you cannot have it. Now see, that's why it's so important for us to know that what we know is only a gateway to get into where we are going. Until we start applying what we know, we never get to where we are going. It's so important. He said, observe to do, then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you have good success.
Thursday Night Rises with Dr. Creflo Dollar.
If we will begin to grow in love, grow in His presence, grow in God, grow in His anointing, His presence attracts wealth. Now listen to this. He says, show me, show me the path of life. In His presence, there is fullness of joy, and at His right hand, there are pleasures forevermore.
And Friday night explodes with our very own host of the 2011 International Faith Conference, Dr. Bill Winston.
This is our time, and listen here. We're going to rise up in boldness, because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. We've got something to say about what goes on here. Come on now. See, I'm going to get there, but we've got something to say about what goes on in politics. We got something to say about what goes on in the media. We got something to say about what goes on in some of this mess that's happening in the earth. We got something to say about it. I'm talking about restoration. I'm talking about dominion. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm talking about nobody is going to stop me in my life but me. Your destiny is faith defined. As long as you walk by faith and not by sight, you will reach your destiny.
So it is our time. It is our time. It is our time.
I was raised very poor. I'm telling you, we didn't have to lock the trailer. Thieves brought stuff to our house.
That God uses a hater to help supplement you in your development so that you can stand through the
fiat. But the devil is a liar, and so is his mother-in-law.
Every night will reign with the sound of amazing voices from some of the best world-renowned Christian artists. High energy of praise and worship will saturate the atmosphere as we begin Sunday with Donald Lawrence and Company.
Tell your neighbor.
Tell them how it is.
What? Our family's blessed.
Our family's blessed.
Finances blessed.
Our mind and our spirit.
And our body's blessed.
I'm talking about that righteous mind.
Monday night continues with the rich, magnifying praise of Candy and Steve and the Flora.
Love and mercy I see.
Tuesday night, there's something about the praise of Vicky Yowie.
Prince of Peace, digging each piece of mine. He's the Prince of Peace. I am saying is your troubles, madness. Your broken heart.
Wednesday night rocks the house in high praise with Walt Whitman and the Soul Children of Chicago.
Y'all got some faith on your life? Come on, everybody put your hands together like this. God will wipe all your tears.
Thursday night, it's the soulful praise of recording legend Vanessa Bell Armstrong. Friday night concludes with the fresh worship of Elise Baker. Join Bill Winston Ministries for the 2011 International Faith Conference, The Unlimited Power of Faith, September 11th through the 16th. Speakers include Bishop Tudor Bismarck.
The Lord sent me to tell you there's a breakthrough moment that you're about to break every limit.
Brother Kenneth Copeland.
Base your decisions on the anointing and the protecting of the anointing and being where you're supposed to be because your master created you to be in that place.
Dr. Jesse Duplantis.
Why can't God bless you in the city and bless you in the field and bless you going in and bless you going out?
Bishop David Oyedepo.
The stronger your faith, the higher you fly. Build your faith. Build your faith.
Dr. Creflo Dollar.
Faith people call things that be not as though they were.
And Dr. Bill Winston.
I'm saying every person this week is coming for a word for you.
Tap into your unlimited power of faith at the 2011 International Faith Conference and Living Word Christian Center, 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, September 11th through the 16th. For more information, visit our website, www.2011ifc.com.
The preceding broadcast has been paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.